This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Jimmy Carter brought to you by Crestview RV and that great American and Texan Jim Swertner, who is already part of coming through in a big way for Texas Firewalkers and teachers and all kinds of folks that really make a difference in our community. Jimmy, good morning.
To be able to see this tonight, but there is a rare red moon in the sky tonight, but I think we're going to have a lot of cloudiness where I am, and we're anticipating some real screwy weather that's already gone to California and the West Coast, and it's headed east, and they're scaring everybody to death in Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama for tomorrow night and Saturday. You know, this time of year, we've had some of our bigger tornadoes and things like that, and they're talking that kind of talk, possibly, this weekend. So everybody's getting in the rare mood for that. But the red moon is up there tonight. Now, SpaceX didn't get to launch yesterday, and I actually was watching some of that, and I thought they were going to go and kept tuning in. It was getting closer and closer. But they had a hydraulic problem on that arm. The arm is the thing that goes out and catches that rocket stage that comes back, that big like a mechanical arm, and it was having some type of hydraulic problem they couldn't solve, so they had to scrub the mission. And I don't know what the rebook date is, but those people going to have to stay in space a little bit longer, the ones that have been trapped in space for so long.
Oh, man.
The Senate is trying to negotiate their way out of this government shutdown. The way I understand it, the House, most of them have left. So it's up to the Senate to do their thing.
Yeah, the House has passed it. And, you know,
left town.
I don't know what you read on it. I'm thinking there's no way Democrats are going to, as bad as they criticize the Republicans for shutting down the government, what their objection is that the Trump administration, particularly the Doge factor in Elon Musk, they're shutting down the government for good. So their deal is, well, let's just shut it down now if they're going to go through with that, which makes little sense. And then once the House passed it, they said, okay, it'll pass. Everything I read yesterday from people know what they're talking about, in the fall of Washington, it's not going to pass. They'll get that filibuster
Everybody
going.
Everybody seems to say it's not going to pass, which means that certain people, they will eventually get paid. The government will come back and get it, but as far as you pay, if your house payment was due on, let's say, Tuesday, and they shut the government down, the house payment people don't care. You're just going to be late, or you're going to have to borrow the money or do something like that, and it just creates a lot of problems when the government shuts down. They eventually come back, and everybody gets back pay and everything.
Yeah, if they don't pass it, it's at least a partial government shutdown at 11:59 p.m. tomorrow night.
Well, and I see that it sounds like Democrats are going to let it get shut down because they're not. They feel like they need to do something.
I'm surprised.
To stop the ball from running on every other thing that's going on that's getting shut down.
Yeah, because they are getting steamrolled. There's no question.
Yeah, they are. Now, Republicans are looking at the New Hampshire 2026 Senate race with optimism. Maybe they'll gain a seat, but they ought to watch out for this old character. Now, I went to one of his rallies, my buddy Ted and I did, in Tampa, Florida, back a couple of elections ago, because we just wanted to see what it was like.
Are you going to say Bernie Sanders?
Bernie Sanders.
You went to a Bernie Sanders rally?
Yes, I did, and that was one of the more interesting. I've covered...
Oh, he's interesting.
Everything. It was fast. The people that he attracts.
And the energy that old guy has. He's doing five of those a day back then.
Well, right now he's doing it again. He's got thousands showing up in Iowa City. He, let's see here. He sold out a baseball stadium in Kenosha, Wisconsin this past couple of days.
Dang.
They're all listening to his speech, Fighting Oligarchy.
You know, the Democratic Party does not have a leader, period. They don't. I mean,
well,
even their leader is not.
You're going to see who their new leader is in just a minute.
It might be him, though.
Wait on that. No, it's not. It's too old. 83, he's not.
I just meant
the
fact
that someone that can stir up the crowd. And he is,
and
he's getting people. Iowa City, and what they're doing is he's going to where the House of Representatives has vulnerable Republicans who might be beaten by, you know, we're barely in there as they are.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some Republicans that are barely in there where they are. So it's a house of cards over there for the Republicans. But they made reservations for Bernie Sanders to have a event in Omaha, 600-person event, and they within hours had well over 600. So we got to get a bigger boat. They had to get a bigger place. Now, this guy wants to get out in the run, but I think he's going to not get anywhere, and that's Tim Walz. Tim Walz is the guy that ran with her,
oh, yeah.
And I don't think he really showed off and was particularly impressive. Now, the person that really wants the job, and we've been looking at this one this morning, and he's set up perfectly for it, and he can speak, and he's everything. You got to remember who he is, Rahm Emanuel.
Oh, yeah.
Former
let a disaster go to waste, guy.
Yep, he was really smart when he was running. I guess was it Clinton or Obama? I can't remember which one he did.
Obama.
First, but he was the mayor of Chicago. He was most recently the ambassador to Japan. He has been signed on by CNN as a contributor. He's writing a column for Washington Post. He is doing all the podcasts, every podcast that he can do, because they see that's a real deal. And they're pretty convinced that he is the undeclared first presidential candidate running on that side. So he's out there now, and he's very smart, and I think he would be very formidable for anybody out there. And I think he's got to beat Gavin Newsom first, but this guy, he might just be able to do it because he seems to be out there full. Now, the colleges, you know, this is where all this stuff is going to – you know, it's getting rid of cuts and getting rid of waste and all that. I think most people think that's a great idea for government. But when you start cutting, that means you've got jobs that are going to go down. So you're seeing almost in every part of society, like, for example, last week, let's see, the Department of Agriculture suspended the University of Maine's funding, and they're going to be a lot of it because of their trans situation. They revoked $400 million in federal funding to Columbia University over claims of anti-Semitism. The Department of Education, they have threatened schools with funding cuts if they don't get rid of DEI. Congress has proposed bills to raise the tax on the endowments of universities from 1.4% tax rate to 10 to 20%. So you're going to have all the universities screaming. And they do wield a lot of influence, and we'll see how far that could go. The $800 million in grants to Johns Hopkins University, they are the nation's biggest spender on research and development. The funding cuts will affect all kinds of projects, but it's going to affect the entire economy of Baltimore because they're the largest private employer. At UAB, if they cut University of Alabama Birmingham, they are the single largest provider of employment in the state. So you start cutting these universities and hospitals and things like that, they're big employers. You're going to increase your unemployment. So that's going to get sticky. It's going to get real sticky before it gets over with. The EU and Canada, they've got the retaliatory tariffs. And I was listening about aluminum particularly. The thing that's going to hurt the most is the F-150 truck. That is the vehicle that seems to have the most aluminum in it. And they said to replace that, would be very difficult. So it's going to raise the cost of a car by $400, which when you're thinking how much you're paying for them anyway, I don't think $400 more is that much deal. But you know, they don't want to raise it at all, but that's what they're going to have to do. The measles, two have died, 200 sick, many of them unvaccinated children in Texas and New Mexico. Following the outbreak in Gaines County, Texas, 12 other states now have isolated cases because people to and fro they go, and they're wanting to try to get you to get vaccinated. Two deaths are linked to measles, the first two in a decade, and then there's a new health secretary, and he says, I don't know if he's gotten on this train a lot or not. I think he has sent people to Texas, but I don't know that he's up there telling everybody to get vaccinated, so I don't know where that's going to stand.
Washington,
all is said and done. Yeah, it's kind of weird. Kind of strange. And then the whole Ukraine situation, feeling pretty good about that for the moment. But Russia is where people are today. Something could come out of that today if Russia agrees to a ceasefire. But there's a lot of stuff. Putin dressed up in army fatigues and went down to the front lines the other day just to look around and, you know, do what people like that do. So we'll see if they're going to come to the table with Rubio and our negotiators or what exactly is going on. Some people, and I'm not too thrilled about this, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration laying off 1,000 people as part of the workforce reduction. These are the folks that monitor, collect, and predict storms, coastal restorations, and a lot more stuff. I don't know. I've been into the Weather Bureau offices in a bunch of cities, and they never had enough people in the first place. It's like the parks. They're never particularly overstaffed or even up to the current staff.
What it does mean, no question, for a lot of agencies, FAA, like you said there, with the National Weather Service, they're going to have to make literally billions of dollars in capital investment into AI for those replacements that they were going to do anyway, but it was too expensive. Well, if they're going to do the job and there's no people there, they're still going to spend money.
Everybody wants them to do the job. People don't, you know, that's just, I don't know. That's just not where I'd be doing the cuts right off the bat. But, yeah. You know, I think the reason why all this is going on, that's never been made clear by the other administrations, we're in a world of hurt, you know, on this, the economy of the government. We're losing so much money, billions and billions of dollars every year is going out to pay debt service, and we're getting to the point where, you know, we're in pretty bad shape. So we got to do something, and I just hope they know what they're doing up there. It's an interesting ride. I know that Landman has been renewed, and I'm happy about that. Are you a Landman watcher?
I think it is. It might end up being the best little drama series in the history of television, to my taste.
It's definitely Taylor Sheridan's best show.
I think it is, too. I like Tulsa King with Stallone.
Yeah, I do, too. Fun. That one's cool.
That one's fun. It's more fun. This one is just like Dallas with grit. You know, it's got a lot of grit in it, but I like it. And then no one wants to sample, and I don't know why. I love it. Sheridan's other show that's really, really good called Lioness. And I hadn't been able to sell that one to a lot of people, but it's, you give it a sample, you watch the first episode, you'll say.
The name alone kind of has me like rejecting it, but I don't know.
Well, it's about a CIA black ops
group. Oh, really?
And it's great. This Zoe Saldana is the leader of it, and she's a tough woman. And Nicole Kidman is her point person at the CIA, and she's cold as an ice cube. And it's good. It's a lot of drama. Morgan Freeman's the president. I tell you what, you watch it. I can't believe you wouldn't like it.
Okay, I believe you.
On Paramount Plus, if you gave it a shot, I think you'd really, really, really like it. But I do love Landman, and don't know when it's going to go into production. Probably as quick as they can get it out right now. What is this, March? Would be another January or December type of. They like to put those things out when everybody else is not putting things out. Back in a minute, right after these messages.
He buys and sells more head of cattle than anyone in America. From Swartner, Texas, fourth-generation cattle rancher Jim Swartner.
You know, I always like to thank people that are important to me and all the citizens of Texas. Today, I want to salute our ranchers and farmers. Without them, we wouldn't be here. They feed America. They risk it all every day, unable to control the price of beef, corn, fuel, or even the weather. Besides that, they have to ride the range every day to make sure cattle don't drown in the river or find a hole in the fence so they can get hit by a darn car. All that while feeding America. The next time you go to a supermarket, you can thank a farmer or rancher for providing you with the safest food on the planet. When you get ready to sell your cattle or corn, give us a call at 254-527-3342 in Swartner, Texas, or visit our partners at Lockhart Livestock Auction in Lockhart, Texas, with auctions every Thursday. And Texas ranchers are good for Texas. And if you're a truck driver that wants to be a bull hauler, call me directly at 254-527-3342, and we'll welcome you home.
Hi folks, Jimmy Carter here for Crestview RV. If you're new to Central Texas, you may not know about Crestview, but let me tell you, they've been getting people out on the wide open spaces since 1982. If you're looking for a camper from one of those little pop-up kinds, all the way to the big fifth wheel models, Crestview RV has you covered. They sell and service just about all kinds of RVs and travel trailers with three locations. From Buda to Waco, they're probably close to where you are. With all the comforts you're used to, you can travel anytime you want, home away from home. Get away to the lake, the beach, the desert, the mountains, wherever you want to go. Crestview can help you pick out the right camper or trailer so you can do what you want to do. And with available financing, they make it easy to follow your dreams on the open road. Like I said, three locations, Buda next to Cabela's in Georgetown, in Waco. You can find them online at CrestviewRV.com. That's CrestviewRV.com. And like they say, if their name isn't on the RV, you probably paid too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Too much.
And the wrap-up portion of Jimmy Carter, the second segment, we call it Page 2.
The most dominant conference in basketball right now goes on with their tournament today. 2:30, University of Texas ranked 13 against the Texas A&M Aggies.
I think it surprised a lot of people yesterday in the after first game for Texas at the SEC tournament there in Nashville. That they beat Vanderbilt, because Vanderbilt had been coming on pretty good, but they handled them pretty Vanderbilt made a
beat
run.
Pretty good, 79-72.
In the last 4 minutes, Vanderbilt almost got control of the dang thing, and Texas has been ahead most of the game, 15. But they won. They won. Now, their reward is you get to play the Aggies at 2:30 today. It's on the SEC Network. Don't miss it if you can.
And Oklahoma beat Georgia 81-75, and LSU got stomped by Mississippi State 91-62. Arkansas beat South Carolina 72-68. So things are moving along in the tournament. The big boys, really big boys, start to play on Friday, and we'll see what happens. So
I forget the progression.
Get there.
Should Texas beat the Aggies today? I ain't making any predictions. I think our reward is in the next we'll have to play Auburn. I mean, it's just like, it's either Auburn or Alabama. It ain't good.
And I think we've got to play, I think we may have to play Oklahoma, but I'm not sure about that. We'll see. So anyway, that's going on in Nashville, and it'll be on ESPN SEC Network this afternoon and evening. And let's see if there's anything else that's just great. Yeah, the SpaceX thing. They'll be back. I don't. Let me see if I can find out when they're going to go again.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, it was all tomorrow.
Yeah, they announced it early this morning that the earliest they could go is tomorrow.
Yeah. So.
Well, you've been up there almost 10 months anyway. Another day or two, but
another day or two isn't going to make a big deal.
But yeah.
Tesla trade-in values are tanking. They got problems in River City on that. Sean Hannity just bought a Tesla. I think President Trump said he bought a Tesla, and you got some Democrats trying to trade them in. So it was the symbol of the Democratic Party for so long, and now it's not. It's how things change in the city.
Boy, no kidding. Yeah. In fact, I don't testify that this is right. It came off a bunch of, you know, talking heads sitting around on TV news, one of the channels, that, and this was 2 days ago, that all of Elon's companies are suffering. We do know that. They're I won't say tanking, but they're on a trajectory that ain't north. And his personal loss just since he took over Doge is $100 million. Not that all the companies are down that much. They're down more than that. But the parts he owns of those companies, the stock, so it's on paper, but... But like I was telling Dennis yesterday, to start with, he only had 440. So, wow. That's commitment.
Yeah, it's ugly. That's really ugly. The ICE people, I haven't heard anything about them. They're just quietly doing their job.
Yeah.
They have arrested 32,000 migrants living in the country without legal status, and there's just so many more. But they, let's see, in the first 50 days, they arrested 14,000 convicted criminals, 9,800 migrants pending criminal charges, 1,155 suspected gang members, and 14 foreign fugitives.
Where are they putting...
An additional 8,700 were characterized as immigration violators.
Where are they?
They were probably just people that were there.
Where are they holding the really bad guys, you know?
Gitmo.
No.
Now they're sending some of them to Gitmo.
Oh, yes, they are, but they've decided, I read all about that, that's just not practical, and they're cutting that back to about, I think it was some number like 60, that's all.
Yeah. I think
I don't know why, really, but...
We should give Cuba some criminals back.
Oh,
since
boy.
They gave us so many, we should give them a few.
Yeah, let them escape into the country.
Yeah, exactly.
Well said.
That would be something. But the red moon tonight, it is a rare total lunar eclipse or something like that. So
yeah, I mean, not just a full moon, because its actual name every year is the dang worm moon. But the red moon or blood moon is not necessarily all that rare, but the intensity of this one amounts to a total lunar eclipse. But it won't go away. Instead of being darkened, it's going to turn this, as Tanya Tucker would say, blood red. And
all
going
right.
down. And the ideal time to see that, by the way, will begin in the early hours of March 14th. So really, it's tonight. Starting 10:57 tonight and should last till 5 a.m. Jimmy was saying in the south and around Nashville, they got those storms. But boy, our weather here last several mornings and should be tonight and tomorrow morning, definitely. It's going to be clear as a bell. So, yeah, they might even photograph in a way.
Well, I'll be sleeping, but you tell me all about it.
I'll have a full report tomorrow, Jim.
You go out there and chase that moon. All right.
Thank
tell
you,
Art, hello.
The neon moon. Yeah, he should be here any minute. Because, yes, joining us in a few moments, guest co-host and sit-in, former Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo. Thank you to Jimmy Carter. But most especially to his presenting sponsors behind the whole thing. Jim Swerdner, you already heard come through last hour in another big way to serve firefighters and those in need and those helping those in need. And, of course, Crestview RV, Mike Regan and the folks with three locations in our area. More to come here on 95.9 Austin's Texas Country. We laid out some of it. Don't miss it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.